Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Guy Sermon back on the show. Guy's our favorite Frenchman. He's the author of so many books on international business, on the economy. He's an economic thinker right out of the mold of Frédéric Bastiat, the great 19th century French economist. He's the author of Economics Does Not Lie. He's a fellow with Manhattan Institute, and he contributes every very often to CityJournal .com, which is a great publication, online publication. He's our good friend Guy Sermon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
You know, Guy, and by the way, Guy splits his time between Paris and New York, and right now he's in New York. Guy, we all know about all the uprisings that have happened in the Middle East. It's now called, famously, the Arab Spring. And a lot of people know that it kind of got its beginning. It kind of started in Tunisia. And yep. over the years, I've gotten to know some Tunisian folks and wonderful people. But a lot of people don't know the story behind the person that kind of got things going. And you do. Tell us about it.
Yes, Mendy, what's called the Arab Spring, you know, it was not started by politician, it was not started by intellectual, it has been started by a small entrepreneur, a young guy, his name is Mohamed Bouazizi, and the guy just wanted to make a living, you know, like most of the Tunisians would like to do, and he was selling fruit and vegetables. And he was arrested by the police because, of course, I mean, he didn't bribe the police. He didn't have the right paper, the right authorization. And as a protest, you know, against corruption and against the government, which prevented him to become a small entrepreneur, he committed suicide.
Tell us what he did.
Yeah, he committed suicide. He put himself on fire. So it was horrible. But suddenly, you know, with the internet and the web and the whole Arab world was aware of that, and millions of Arabs recognized their own life in Mohamed Bouazizi. So, you know, they raised again, they demonstrated, and they got rid of the Tunisian president, and then the Egyptian president, and maybe tomorrow the Syrian president. So this revolution was brought about, you know, not by the classic human rights activist and so on. It was mainly provoked by the death of a very simple man who just wanted to be an entrepreneur.
He just wanted self-determination. That's all he wanted, didn't he?
Exactly, exactly.
Liberty.
Liberty and the liberty to do business. That's very interesting. He didn't commit suicide, not that much in the name of, you know, theoretical ideas.
Right.
And I want to make a living. I want to be a law to sell fruit and vegetables without, you know, paying bribes to the police officials. And this brings to us a bigger picture that there is a very strong tradition of free market and small entrepreneur in the Arab world, which until now has been repressed by the government.
Well, the original traders of society were the Middle Easterners. I mean, the proto market. You know, in one of the books I'm working on, I identify and just sort of metaphorically, that proto market was started in Jericho.
The first
time somebody said, well, can I buy that from you instead of can I steal it from you?
And, you know, the first market was called the bazaar, and the bazaar, which is the Arab name for market, was invented by the Muslim Arabs.
So right.
Their tradition is very much trade free enterprise.
Now I'm going to correct you because it wasn't the Muslim Arabs. Because before they were Arabs, before they were Muslims, they were Arabs. So the bazaar happened long before the Prophet Muhammad.
You are right. They were Arabs first, and then they became Muslims.
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
So, let me ask you a quick question. I want to wrap this up before we go to break. Is Tunisia a better place for entrepreneurs today since Muhammad killed himself?
Yeah, right now, the situation is improving. You know, it has created such disorder and such a mess, but the stabilization is coming quite fast, and investors are rushing back to Tunisia because the people there are quite educated, skillful, and I think it's a promising country. So investment, good. Private investment is
I would like
going
to think
to
that
Tunisia.
His life was for something.
Yeah.
That his life, not just to create chaos, but that it's something good came from that. We're going to talk about this a little bit more after these messages with our good friend Guy Sermon. His book is called Economics Does Not Lie. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bury the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.